bitch, I'm a gun. Yeah. You a loser? No. Winner? Yeah.
Guys, what is up? It's your friend, your old pal, Old Hickory, RDP, Ryan DiPerna. What up? With me, as always, Brian Kenny.
As sometimes.
Brian the Glove Kenny. And filling in for the lovely Bill Squire, who had to deal with some things. He had to put his family dog down.
Do you know, guys, which one? Was it Charlie or Nick?
I do not know. So you should tweet at Bill Squire and tell him that you love him, because that's sad. I hate when pets die. Filling in for the affable Bill Squire, friend of the show, Big Daddy James Earl Brassfield.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hey!
Hey, team!
Are you doing your Bill Squire impression?
No.
No, it's a pretty good Bill Squire impression.
Thanks so much.
Dead on, sir. Dead on.
No, it's just a voice that's not mine. Hey, everyone.
What's going on? How's your show doing? Teach These Devils on the Above Below Network.
Teach These Devils is straight up on motherfucking fire. We had a woman guest on.
And, what?
Woman guest. You guys would never even think of that, because women don't know anything about books or sports or anything.
Zero women.
This isn't really conducive to a women's environment, but teach these devils, gender is a liquid, my friend.
Just fine for a woman.
Yeah.
For a woman.
I live with a woman.
If you guys do ice skating on this podcast, it might go over well. You dig? But no, womanhood is safe.
I think that one's just for the gays.
Ice skating?
Yeah.
Scott Who Hamilton, skate with? Straight as an arrow.
That's like the long play. Being an ice skater, male ice skater, it's like a male cheerleader.
Speaking of figure skating, do you see the Russian Olympic team, how they're banned because of from the Olympics?
Yep, that's crazy.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did see that. Yeah. But they invited them still.
Imagine caring about figure skating that fucking much that you spend millions of dollars on a state-sponsored, overly elaborate doping program.
I will never understand how people judge most winter sports.
Yeah.
I will never understand, right? Like, these dudes doing these ski flips and shit like that. How Stupid. Can you determine what is more amazing than the rest of it? Like, how do you look at, you know, one versus the other and think that one's better? Like, they all just seem amazing.
Well, one's a triple axel and one's a triple sow cow. Don't you know that, fool?
That's ice skating.
You don't know that. Never admit if you do know that. Man, no, I think sow that the coolest part about the Winter Olympics is the snowboarding. It's like the only, like, stoner sport they put in there. Like, snowboarding? For real?
I like that one where they skate and then they have to shoot things.
Oh, what's that? What the hell is that called?
Skating and shooting.
Do they like ski? It's like cross country. Oh, it's a decathlon, isn't it?
Modern pentathlon is still the greatest Olympics.
That's the one with the dressage, right?
No, dressage is not involved, although dressage should be involved in most sports.
You ain't
they
wrong.
Should really incorporate dressage, which is horse dancing,
right?
By the
way. You ain't lying. Yeah, learned that on
For those of you listening
at home,
dressage
is
the fanciest thing you can do.
Yeah, Mitt Romney, famous dressager.
Dressage.
Heavy into dressage.
Modern pentathlon is, I think we talked about this on the show before, it's like a run, like you swim, pistol shooting, horse jumping, and fencing.
I'm hard as a brick.
All of those, one event.
Man, and then you just fuck just a hot woman.
Pretty much,
Superman.
Pretty much, can you be Zorro? Who is the best Zorro?
Who's a musketeer?
Yeah.
Man, that sounds so fucking fun. I want to do that. They just shoot guns. They swim
for a
while.
That just sounds like running from an old-timey sheriff. That's what
they should include, like, judo in there.
A little bit of judo. They should have to fight one guy on the way, yeah.
They should include dressage and judo as well.
Absolutely. I wish there was an Olympic sport where you could fight a man to the death.
It's called wrestling.
Pancrase used to be an event, which was like old-timey MMA. It was just straight fist fights. And it was like in the first Olympics. PANCRASE.
The Greek Olympics?
The Greek ones? Isn't that, they said that like the dude like pulled the guy's heart out in the wrestling one time, and he technically won, but he...
sure that never happened.
Yeah. It's in the books!
I think you could just...
It's written on a stone tablet, Brian. Can you call stone tablets liars?
I can tell you what probably did happen at the first Greek Olympics. Bunch of dick sucking.
And butt fucking. Man on man.
They like that kind of stuff.
Greek style.
Greasing.
I
Everybody was naked. Everybody was hard.
Buttholes permanently greased. That's
how it went back then.
As I've said on the show before, grease, bunch of boy fuckers.
Yeah.
Take your fucking tzatziki sauce and get the fuck out.
Hey, you soft queers.
Leave your lovely, lovely people behind.
How dare you?
I love them.
How could you do this? How could you do this?
Feta cheese is dope, too.
Feta cheese is good. Like on pizza?
Get the fuck out of here. Old world pep and feta.
Teach them.
From Marco's Pizza.
So good.
Who, thank you, shout out Marco's Pizza, just sent me a Christmas card, for real. With a coupon.
That's so
too.
Nice.
That's how much fucking Marco.
He's gotten two Christmas cards
from
this
two
year.
Separate pizza places. Just pizza
damn,
places.
Homie.
Now's the time to plug pizza money.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
After I say a jeers to Angelo's for not including a coupon in your pizza card.
For shame.
Yeah.
For shame.
We do have a show, Pizza Money. This show is going to be released before Pizza Money. Pizza Money is on Sunday, December 10th at 9 p.m. at May Hall. So
in
area
basement.
Listening.
Who's the comedian guest star this time?
Comedian guest star
you
is
probably have heard of
Brian Kenny.
That's right.
He's massively massive in real life and on the internet and theoretically speaking. And he's right here, right now. So
dick
you're getting
average,
so much.
Though.
I will be real average dick.
Stroke
real
game?
Real average
stroke
dick.
Stroke game?
Stroke game is
good. I love average.
Stroke game is driving home like a champ. But
love,
if,
love.
If you're a size queen, you're not going to love it.
But he's going to hit
like
every
one of those
of
little
it.
Italian boats that are made out of wood but can drive really fast. Like an Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade.
A cigarette boat.
My dick's an Italian boat.
Your dick's a cigarette boat.
No, I feel like the cigarette was a lot longer than what I got going.
Yeah.
The thing about
standard issue. They call it the Beretta. Older people call it the M1.
Also, it's called the Beretta because it will kill your wife.
Brian Kenny's penis, the official pistol of the Merchant Marines.
That it is 9mm.
I think that was the first Robert Blake joke reference we've ever had on this podcast, so that's good.
What sport did Robert Blake play?
He didn't. He was Beretta.
Quarterback for the Cincinnati Reds.
Hate him.
That was Jeff Blake. Jeff Blake was the shit, actually. I just remember being on the cover of SI for Kids. I was too young.
I used to hold on to those cards as if they were ever going to be worth or something.
The cardboard, pull-out thing?
Oh, my God, for real?
Serrated edges, yeah.
I knew that was trash when I got it. This is garbage.
Quickly into it, I realized, but I saved a bunch.
I threw out a shiny Charizard.
You stupid motherfucker.
Yeah.
Remember the Halloween issue where they always have like the pun, like the
pictures?
Like Paul Coffey, he was skating with a pot of coffee as the puck, but it was frozen.
I remember that. That exact one.
Oh my God.
They loved Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey was all over the place in Sports Illustrated.
Paul Coffey.
Ken Griffey Jr. was the king.
Right?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Absolutely. Well, he was the king of baseball in like the fucking night. Everybody had
Ken Griffey Jr. baseball.
Everybody had Ken Griffey Jr. cleats when on the baseball team.
I did not. My parents would not buy me any sort of nice footwear until I stopped growing.
It was like
a $30 limit.
When did your feet stop growing?
The junior year of high school.
Really? Me too. Well, no. I think my last shoe size change was like fucking, I was probably 21. And I fucking needed another size up from 13. I've been there forever.
You were a size
13? Are you sure
13?
You just didn't gain weight?
I wore 14.
In your feet?
No, man. I don't gain weight in my feet. I don't have diabetes, Brian, all right? I'm just a regular fat person.
I don't get any foot weight, but they are very wide to begin with.
Yeah, I got a wide stance.
I couldn't eat another bite. It goes straight to my feet.
Oh, my God.
Bitch got a fat foot, though.
Damn, them feet fat as hell.
There's gotta be some. No, people can't wait in their feet.
What?
That's true. Yeah. You ever seen a cankle?
But that's not your foot.
Oh, next step, baby.
You ever seen fat feet? Do you think that if that person lost a bunch of weight, they would remain fat in the feet?
Yeah, they have to.
How
do you work
out
your feet?
Huh?
How do you work out your feet?
You work out your feet?
You just fucking tiptoe around everywhere?
Yeah, you just kind of run in like. Run barefoot or like in the sand.
For real?
Yeah, or you wear those fucking toe shoes.
Ugh, fat feet.
That's what they're for, is to like strengthen your feet.
Feety feet. I got some ninja shoes, the same thing, right?
You have ninja shoes?
Hell yeah.
Are those just slippers?
No, I'm in the ninja shoes.
Continue. I need more information about
this. It's the standard shoe of the Japanese worker, commonly referred to as jikatabi.
So slippers?
No, man, it's like a boot, like a low boot. You like clasp it together around your like whole shin and shit, your ankle even.
I just love you so much for owning those and knowing all of this.
Yeah, man, I had a lot of free time. You know, like sometimes you gotta learn things. I know a whole bunch of weird shit. I guess you say that I could be classically defined as a motherfucking genius.
Okay.
An auto-dictac.
You're... But I'm so happy to be back on Fantasy Boys again.
Yes, you're our go-to fucking fill-in.
I mean, I'm losing my voice from being on Fantasy Boys, and I love it.
I had to beg James to come over. I was like, look, don't fucking... Like, I called Morrow.
He made some bull promises, ladies and gentlemen.
So you were not our first choice, is what we're saying.
Well, no, just because he was on last week. And
I was just here.
Yeah.
I was just you.
And then I was like, who else do I know? Well, I don't want to call in a favor to Polk. Bob is doing LVT. Jimmy kind of knows football, but is doing the Winchester. And then I'm out of friends.
But then we didn't even talk about any sports last time, I don't think.
Yeah,
I think we went straight into political events. And let's talk a little bit about Jerusalem, boys.
Teach.
No, I don't know. I mean, maybe Jerusalem is going to get a sick football team now.
Yeah. That's where they're going to relocate the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jacksonville Jerusalems. The Jacksonville Jews.
They keep the Jacksonville part.
Yeah. They keep the Jacksonville Jews. Yeah, the Jacksonville Jujus. The Lebanon Hebes.
I watched that game.
That was a good game.
I would not miss
Jacksonville Jews versus. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, man. All their pretzels are flat.
What?
It's unleavened matzah. Bread. Yeah.
It's a matzah joke.
Yeah, I don't know. That's about the most offensive you can get about the Jews these days. Because they own the media and the bank, so...
That's why I only say nice things about them. I'm trying to get a job in entertainment.
I fuck with them.
Do not want to get on their brand.
Do you remember when Mel Gibson got pulled over and he was saying that all Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world? Which is my go-to line when I'm drunk and get pulled over. It's like, I don't even know what. It's like, Mr. Gibson. I remember reading about...
Didn't he call the female cop sugar tits?
Sugar tits,
tits.
Yeah.
Sugar tits.
I remember reading that the party that he was allegedly coming from, I guess he was so blotto, and he's such a maniac to fucking begin with, dude.
Oh, he's
like,
a psycho.
He's a fucking psychopath.
Fucking Mad Max.
But I guess he was, like, pouring... vodka into a dog bowl and then lapping it up.
Oh my god. I would pay so much money just to be a fly on the wall at a party where Mel Gibson is on all fours.
You know that's not the craziest thing that fucking happened there. That's just something that was notable. Mel Gibson's lapping vodka out of a dog bowl. There's got to be some weird fucking shit going on for Mel Gibson to walk away from that.
Well, I think. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that was probably. Like, he left, so that was a tame fucking night, apparently. Gotta get to Hollywood. I'm available. Chris Hardwick, I will do whatever it takes. I'll still suck the dicks. I don't care. It don't matter anymore.
No.
Facts don't matter. Just get me to the top so I can change the world.
Oh, I'm 100%. Now that, like, all the fucking, like, Me Too shit and, like, everybody in Hollywood and the government is a fucking, like, sex perv.
Yeah.
And, sick, like, a boy. We already talked about this, right? That, like, I believe in the fucking Illuminati. The Illuminati is fucking real.
How could it not be?
Illuminati?
Yeah, absolutely.
What makes you say that?
Because all this shit has been secret for so long and been allowed to get away with, and it's all like, it's like once you hit $1 million, something in your brain snaps, and you're just like, oh yeah, I got it.
I'm so sick of dimes.
Kids.
I'm tired of beautiful women.
Like, I don't get, that's just power.
You know what,
like,
I think
people
it
get
is?
So bored because they're so powerful. They're like, yeah. Let's go fuck some kids.
All those women are so short, though. Like, if you think about it, they're all kind of like kids already. They're like little midget people, little homunculuses in Hollywood. They're like all 4'2".
It's like True Detective. Like, that's, I believe in all that shit.
You get to, you're like, oh, I can't wait to get to Hollywood. They're like, time is a flat circle.
Yeah, because I remember watching True Detective, and I'm like, well, what's the point? Like, people at the government are like into this weird,
sounds crazy.
Child sex and sacrifice ring, like, that's kind of outlandish.
But how is all this shit coming out and nobody's dead?
There are people that I guarantee there are people that die from it.
Oh yeah,
you just don't hear about it.
Do you think the people
because
that,
the people in the news are also the ones
the people
fucking
kids. Little kids and boys and grabbing pussies,
the information guys.
Don't like snitch on yourself. Just like, you know, how they lied about Matt Lauer. They're like, oh, we don't know anything about Matt
Lauer.
Dude,
I just, I was watching.
I was pretty shocked about the Lauer one.
Yeah, I was not. Too. I hated him anyway. He's always an asshole, I thought. Like, he's probably, like, a huge asshole, so I was like, fuck him anyway.
I always liked his cameos on, like, 30 Rock and shit like that.
That was really cool. Funny. Oh, man.
Oh, go ahead.
That, like, speaks to how big of a fucking problem it was. Like, he was popping enough to be, like, everywhere for the past 25 years, and he's fucking locking the door in his office, fucking knocking bitches out and raping them.
Yeah. I mean, well, fucking...
Sad.
Is that what he was doing?
There's basically, one lady that said that, yeah, she passed out and then had to go to the hospital, and, like, they never spoke again after it.
And then
still,
just,
like,
imagine him tucking his fucking
$300
shirt in
after
she wakes
up. Out of
turn,
there's a rumor. Like, it was reported upon enough that, like, they were comfortable publishing it, the New York Times. So
he's a sicko.
Yeah. I'm just saying, fucking, I was watching interviews about what, like, comics when they have been asked about Louis C.K. today. And they were, I just saw a clip of fucking Jon Stewart on the Today Show.
Freeze the fuck up.
From fucking, like, November 15th, so right after it, and Matt Lauer is interviewing him. He's like, now, some people say you had to know of these grilling him.
Came out.
Yeah, grilling Jon Stewart. Which Jon Stewart didn't. Why are you grilling Jon Stewart? You know what I mean? Like,
he's
didn't
best,
fucking.
He's probably, like, best friends.
But they don't, like. So then I listened to an interview with Howard Stern. He was on Howard Stern recently too.
Jon Stewart.
Yeah, he's like, well, I mean, like, yeah, I was best friends with him coming up in the comp, but, like, we don't talk or anything like that. And blah, blah.
But comics have known. Yeah. Like, everybody's known. Like, I've known for a while. Like, the rumors.
He claims that he doesn't, and, like, the interview is worth listening to. It's Howard Stern.
It really is.
But anyways, yeah, I mean, like, people like Matt Lauer knew that he was doing that, and then was, like, fucking on TV, you know what I mean? Like, because he thought nothing would ever fucking.
He's having a lot of consensual sex too, they said, as well. But, like, on occasion he'd be like, yo, I gotta have this young piece coming through. And he would hit the locked door on his button for security reasons. And then fucking stroke out like a pervert. It's sick. But in his defense, I will say this. I said before, I'll say it again. If I got within arm's reach of Savannah Guthrie, I'd grab her too.
Savannah Guthrie. I mean, look. I'm not here to arbitrate the attractiveness of television news anchors, but...
She's all right. She's losing it.
I mean, look. Give me Gail any day of the week.
Gail's fine as shit. She's still got it. You know who else is very special that I don't even want you guys to know about? Dylan Dreyer. She is a queen. A Yakubian princess.
I do not watch much news, so I don't know who most of these people are.
Good choice, Brian. That's why you're not as sad as me and Ryan.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll read stuff on Twitter and, you know, I'll seek out the articles.
I've been so tight.
I have no interest in watching that on TV.
Since the fucking healthcare shit and then this Jerusalem shit, I've been fucking tight all day. That's why I came up here. I was fucking, like, exasperated, dude. I've had my fill of this shit.
Yeah, the Jerusalem shit's really fucked
up. It's bad news bears, dude. It's bad.
I don't, like, look. It's an apartheid state. Basically, you know what I mean? And, like, I just watched an interview with Nikki Haley, and they kept asking her, well, is it going to be in East Jerusalem or West Jerusalem? She's like, again, I don't see how that's relevant. We're not taking sides. We're saying they should pick themselves. But the whole issue is that they both claim that as, like, their fucking capital, and the Palestinian people aren't an official country, nor have rights, like, voting rights in the state of Israel.
Yep.
And, like, that's the very definition of an apartheid state, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The UN, like, gave a report that was suppressed by the Security Council that said, yeah, this is an apartheid state, as, like, you can just Google apartheid state.
Yeah.
And see what it is.
Didn't we invent Palestine?
We invented all of those countries, like, after World War One.
The way I understand it is, you know, having dealt with this my whole fucking life, is that Jerusalem... No nations put any embassies or anything there to not give it validity as a country because they're fucking wild, right?
Not because they both lay claim to the city as their capital.
But they're like the wild ones.
Yeah, they're not recognized as a state. So everybody has their capital in Tel Aviv. That's what the whole peace process thing alludes to. Okay. Like a second state.
A two-state solution.
Right, exactly. Because, like, they're encapsulated. There's two centers of Palestinian people within the country of Israel, the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Mm-hmm. And they're not connected or anything.
Like no, they're, yeah.
Yeah, they were
there's taken, still bombs and shit over there all the time, right?
They're, like, fenced off from fucking... And they were taken in, like, the 1967 Seven Days War or something like that. So it's not an actual state, but there's pockets of people there that aren't Jewish, which is what... You know what I mean? So, like, they're treated as second-class citizens. Like, that's... So, basically, we implicitly endorsed Israel as a one state, and now all the embassies in the Middle East are probably getting bombed.
We didn't do that, but by moving the embassy there...
But, like, it signals... That's what,
we've taken the protection of American embassies away from that part of that area of the world, and it's going to be a fucking world war.
Yeah,
smoke a cigarette, everyone.
One of my good buddies is Palestinian from high school.
We got to get him. We got to get him into these camps.
So, he, like, there's a bunch of Palestinian people that live in Westlake, and all of them formed a softball team, like a Westlake, like in the Westlake slow pitch, like men's league. Wait,
let me get a pencil.
So, they form, like, this Team Palestine. They get these, like, jerseys made up, they say Palestine in big letters and shit like that, and they didn't ask my buddy to be on the team. And he was, like, really pissed about that. He gets all of his high school buddies, and he forms a team. And he wanted to take it really seriously.
No!
He wanted to beat those guys who did take it really seriously. And it was fucking Sunday morning.
Oh, the game would be.
People from our team would be throwing up in the outfield. We were just the biggest slapdick team. We were loud. We were obnoxious. We got our asses beat every time. So after that season, my buddy Syed, he tried... My buddy.
Wait, 2152.
Whatever, okay, like you're going to fucking edit this.
So
I do when there's names.
So my buddy, he, like, the next year ends up getting asked to be on Team Palestine, and he's all pumped about that. And so they just wanted to win. That's all these dudes cared about. So they asked my buddy Mitch, who was also on that men's league team, and also the one and only other person who took the entire thing seriously and was pretty good. They asked Mitch to be on Team Palestine.
Okay.
Mitch is Jewish.
He was like...
Mitch is Jewish.
Was he down?
And Team Palestine, and... like, they didn't give a fuck. They just wanted to win.
The Palestinian bomber.
Oh, my God.
The ringer was Jewish. Just the funniest goddamn... One time, I was playing softball, and I swear I'd make this a bit in that fucking Sacha Baron Cohen movie. But one time, I was catching... in softball, and behind me are some of the Palestinian kids, and the one is going to the other one, that's that new 9/11, that's that new 9/11, and I'm like, I feel like I should be making phone calls.
Oh my fucking God.
And then I look up and I see past the outfield there's like a little storage space.
Sick 9/11.
It's just a fuck ton of Porsches driving.
Sick 9/11.
I really wish that wasn't in that movie, because that is just too good to not
what
be a
movie?
Bit, but I can't use it.
What movie?
That one shitty one where he's the dictator.
Nobody saw
it. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
More people have seen your Reese's Pieces than saw
it. Maybe it wasn't blowback from taking over those countries. Maybe Osama bin Laden said, we're going to execute 9/11, and he just meant blow up the Porsche company because he got ripped off.
Maybe I'll make, if I make mention that it was also in that movie, maybe I can make that bit work. But that shit is just... I just started spontaneously laughing my fucking ass off.
That's real. It's a real thing that happened.
It is a very real thing.
Fuck Bo Rat. That nigga's wife's fine, too. I hate...
Oh, yeah.
Like, why does everybody win all the time? Like, if you win, can't you just win one thing? Like, why does LeBron have a fucking 12-foot dick? Like, isn't
does
it
he,
enough?
He does not...
You didn't see his joint?
That's my... Like, I have a bit about that, too. Like, I looked in the comment section, and people were tearing LeBron's dick up.
I mean, LeBron's got that hog, dog.
It's not an impressive dick.
Nigga, are you mad?
I saw it.
You didn't see the dick I saw, my
guy. So, we got a black guy here talking about how big his dick is.
Who's massive.
A white guy talking about how small his dick is.
I went in on it immediately.
And the universe is not imploding
right now. I went in on it immediately.
Bizarro world that we're living in right now.
I swear to God, it was when the playoffs, he was fucking fixing his pants. He, like, pulled his fucking pants down, like, real quick, and the camera was, like, dead set on his waist.
Oh, I got a bit about this, about defending LeBron's penis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I fucking, like, the next day I was talking about that shit. But, oh, my God. It looked like he had another...
No. See, I definitely didn't look like that to me.
He had that hog, bro.
He did not. In his defense, he was wearing compression shorts, that's the but other I'm not thing. Saying...
He pulled that the shorts the other, down. He pulled the compression shorts.
There are times when I get out of a workout and I take my compression shorts off and my dick looks as unimpressive as it could possibly.
Yeah.
Dude, this was strangles ridiculous. It. He pulled the regular shorts, the compression shorts
bring it
down.
Up. Bring LeBron's dick out.
And it was something to behold. It was the tip was bright gold.
The king's scepter.
I mean, I don't love it. Penis. I'm more in touch with femininity than LeBron's dick, but
I'm real in touch with LeBron's dick.
I was like, stop winning, more so LeBron. Than femininity. Lifetime Nike contract, championship rings, shoes at the wazoo.
I fucking really hope he doesn't.
Big leave. Old donger, too. Like, it's enough. Come on.
You didn't think LeBron James would have a
I knew formidable it was probably, dong? I knew it was all probably right. Pretty good. So, look, I can't tell where his dick begins and J.R. Smith's ends.
Let me see it. Turn it.
It's hard to see.
That, I mean, that's the shot that was on TV.
All right, for the viewers.
Yeah, that does not look like another arm by any means. That looks like a...
It looks like a growth.
Looks like a dick. It looks like a regular dick.
That's girthy, bro. That's not even the end of it. That's like the start.
It's being smashed by compression shorts, and it's up against the gigantic...
He just dropped the compression shorts. That's a dropped. That's full skin. You don't even see...
That. Well, if you figure, like, his waist is up... it's hard to... The angle is...
Here's his belly. There's a bar NBA, literally in the way.
Yeah, which...
It is also safe to assume that LeBron is a grower and not a shower.
He's got to be a grower. And that's like... That's one to grow on, my guy, right there. This shit ain't fucking, like, even exposed. The top's not even exposed. All you see is pure shaft. Strong, quality shaft.
That's true. It could be... that his waist could be in a way where, yeah... It could start
he's
way
fixing
higher.
His pants.
But I don't know. I'm not going to begrudge the guy. It's not like he wanted his fucking
He definitely has
fucking...
a shirt all the way down because he's trying to tuck his pants in. You see what I'm saying? That's fucking like a full basketball fucking jersey down to your fucking dong.
I know we... Well, here's
another
picture.
And then pure shaft.
I know... Well, here's what would dispute you. Kenny.
Uh-oh.
Would you be an arbiter of this?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And that's a hot day. He looks very warm in that pic. We're looking at dudes' dicks right now.
There's a
I'll look at dudes' dicks.
There's a picture of him in compression pants here.
It does not look like a giant dong to
it
me.
It doesn't look like a very big dong.
It does not look like a very big dong, but I'm saying... yeah, like I don't think LeBron... I never thought LeBron had a big dick.
I feel like I
just
really...
I think that LeBron has a human-sized penis. It might not be a big dick.
I feel like I don't know a whole lot about dongs.
He's 6'8".
That looks like a Pinot dong to me, dude. Yeah. That's one of the only dongs I've ever seen. That's a Pinot dong.
No.
What is a Pinot dong?
A pornography penis.
Porno.
Oh.
Have you seen Chump's dick? You've seen. I've shown you Chump's
dick. Oh, Chump's
dick.
He's
the dick.
Hog.
He's got the dick of a horse.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he had an accident when he was a kid, and they were like, what do we got laying around?
Yeah,
horse dicks.
He's
there's a lot of dick that has never touched a vagina.
Oh no, he's blowing that fucking back out, dude. His wife is a freak, nasty.
That's insane.
Tiana Taylor, his wife, she's fucking that from the.
Have you seen Chris Brown's dong?
Oh yeah, Chris Brown's dong.
That's unnatural.
I mean, like it looked like a pretty like skinny dick, but people were saying that it wasn't like a big dick.
Chris
like,
Brown's got that needle dick,
that's
dude.
Big.
He does have kind of. It's
Chris Brown got that needle,
but
dick.
It's a long needle dick. Brown's it's like a knitting needle dick.
It was very long, but I don't.
Jesus think. Christ!
Fucking jump stick.
I think those are just me undies, my guy.
Hello.
Oh,
hey, what's up? Guys, what's going on?
What up?
Hold on, we're going to take a momentary.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Poop and pee.
And we're back. We had to attend to some business there, people.
Don't say that.
So sorry. You don't know what I'm talking about.
We saw all those black
potential
chocolate
sponsors.
Dong-dongs.
We had to meet with potential sponsors. That's all you need to know.
Business, dick measuring contest.
God damn it. We were talking about
We were talking about Ron
Shumpert's hog.
Then you got it at Chris Brown's.
Why is he so blessed?
Just in this Google search of Amon Shumpert,
you know who has
the game came up. The game has a big hog.
Ew! Too. You know who has
game a, does have a big hog.
Notoriously tiny dick, Paul McCartney.
Really?
Grossly small cock on Sir Paul.
I would make fun of that dude for losing that much money in a divorce way before I make fun of him. Do you remember
when they got divorced? Like in the divorce proceeding, I remember distinctly because it was like a bit on radio.
Give me the leg. I want to take the leg.
And then like one of the, she alleged that as she was breastfeeding, like that he took the baby's head off of the tit and said, "Those are mine."
What a hilarious man.
There's a mine, deep dee dee, with his fucking jowls and his foppish haircut.
Hey, those are mine.
And fucking wearing like a loose tie and a vest with sneakers.
Do
you
us a
fucking
favor.
Old man. Fuck Paul McCartney. I fucking hate Paul McCartney.
Do us I a like favor. Paul McCartney.
Ugh, he's the worst Beatle. I'll take Ringo any day of the fucking
week. Hey, Jude, man. That's fucking hit,
hey, okay, then Wings.
Love, take me down to the streets.
Not that song. That's the worst Wings song.
Wings
that's
the worst Wings song. It's not a Wings song.
Name a band worse than
Wings. Haven't you seen the movie Role Models?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh, my when God.
He keeps going, love, take me down to the streets.
Oh, my God.
That's not Wings. Nobody sings that. That's nobody. I'm pretty sure it is. And then at the end of that movie, they have like a beat, like a Paul McCartney sounding guy singing a "Love Take Me Down to the Streets," and it's made for that movie. And it's called a band by it's by a band called Not Wings. Damn. I think that is the funniest hidden joke. Really that movie's genius. That whole crew is that the state and 911.
The state's great.
What Hot American Summer? Those people are genius.
Michael Ian Black is kind of a douche, though.
You ever see fucking Vanilla Sky?
I have not, but my buddy always told me that that movie was very strange.
It's pretty lit. Paul McCartney wrote a special song for that movie.
He wrote "Live and Let Die" too.
He did write that. Zappa Biz, a special movie.
By the way, I liked that. Like that part in Role Models was so baked into my brain that I thought that was an actual Wings song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I acknowledge it as such. That's how much I hate Wings. A fake Wings song fucking automatically comes to my lizard brain.
You know any Wings? Yeah, I think I know a little something.
That's right.
God damn, that was funny.
Burned.
That is genius. That running joke throughout the movie and then the song at the end. I love it.
Burned him.
Fucking A. That is a great fucking movie.
It truly is.
Really solid.
Sean
Williams.
Yeah, Scott, right?
Sean Williams, Scott, yeah, that's right. Have you seen those Goon movies?
No.
Fire-ass movies.
Great. Did you see the second?
I haven't seen the second one yet.
I saw the second one.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
It's definitely, it's not like there's a big drop-off. It's not like they rely on shittiness. Yeah, like, it's a good movie.
What a great flick. Like, that's one of those movies where you're like, you watch it, you're like, this is going to be a piece of fuck. I can't wait to just get smacked to watch this. It's amazing. You're like, fuck, this is a good movie.
How Jay Baruchel's not in it enough.
True.
Who?
In the second one.
Man.
Who's Jay Baruchel?
The skinny dude. He was also in that End of the World movie.
Never saw that.
He's like the kid from Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, yeah.
The gangly
okay,
one.
Okay, yes. Okay.
No, that's Mark. Was he in that?
Yeah, he's in all
the
of them.
The gangly one?
Jay Baruchel? No, he's not the gangly one.
He's the tall gangly
kid. The other Knocked Up.
Yes, he isn't Knocked Up. He's the one saying, help you rear your child.
Yes, I know what you're talking
I thought
about.
He was in...
Did you hear that? He wasn't rear in your child.
Is he in Freaks and Geeks or no?
He's in...
No, I don't think so. I think you're thinking of Martin Starks. The real monotone one.
I thought he was in Freaks and Geeks too.
All those guys, I am a fan.
I know Martin Starr. I love him. I wish he was in more stuff.
Yeah?
I'm a fan of that branch of comedic...
The Apatow crew?
Yes.
I am too.
The Apatow gang.
I think they're all
fucking
which includes
bad.
Frank. Like,
God damn, Superbad.
Franco's on fire right now. This fucking Rue movie's getting an Oscar. Martin
Boy,
Edwards.
He got his fucking sexting with an underage girl via Instagram in Under the Wire.
Oh, no one's bringing that up.
Remember that? That was a fucking big
scandal. See that girl though? She's
like
from Ireland. That's
day.
Different. She's
I
from
I
Ireland.
Remember this. What happened?
Like five
this hot
years
ass
ago.
Irish girl, like fucking
she's like, I'm tweeted 15
fucking what's
like
his
that.
Name and he was like yellow trying to holler like trying to smash like come to the hotel room da da da. She was like, I'm 15 lol, and he's like, fuck.
No, I thought he was like,
she why is that a big scandal if he doesn't know?
She's well, from Ireland. She was like a foreign
because
girl.
I think
she looked
after,
very aged.
I don't know. I don't want to speak out of school. I should look it up. So
I remember that well. Because I looked the girl up and I was like, that is not normal. Like, she was a 15-year-old girl that looked like an adult woman. Like, very much so.
And then he claimed that it was like an art project or something like that.
Yeah, and then he made up all kinds of shit. And then it disappeared. Yeah.
One time I was working at the Duct Tape Festival.
17. That's still bad. I can't fucking...
But it's bad if you know and you still go after it. Like, if you see, like, high school stuff and you're, like, still going after it, that's real bad. If you don't know that a 17-year-old girl's 17, as long as you don't act on anything or say anything...
James Franco might be able to add, quote, creepy older dude to his resume after someone very convincingly pretending to be him, or someone very convincingly... pretending to be him, tried to arrange a hotel hookup with a 17-year-old girl on Instagram. The girl, a small-town Scottish lass named Lucy, said she was on a trip to New York City as an early birthday present and met Franco at his Broadway show of Mice and Men. She took an Instagram video with him, and he told her, you gotta tag me. She did, and the 35-year-old Franco began an Instagram flirtation later that night. Lucy posted the whole thing on Imgur, so we know exactly what James Franco's text game looks like.
James Franco's like 40 now, then.
Yeah.
Nigga, old.
It's possible the message in these screenshots could have been fake, but Lucy did ask Franco to send a photo proof of his identity twice. Quote, James Franco, do you have a boyfriend? Lucy, nearly 18. I'll read it like her. Nearly 18! Me mum, and not if you're around!
This is, you said Scottish?
Oh yeah, Scottish. Okay, I'll do it again. Nearly 18!
That's how the girls sound?
My mom like my not my ever
sounds. Sounds just like my mom.
Exactly.
Every last person.
Yeah. When is your birthday? Where are you staying? What is your number? In May, but I got exams. Just off of Times Square. In the... What do you mean a number? Then on Twitter, he goes, can I see you? Can I see you? He asked her. And she quotes, as long as you're James. I am. You're single. What's the hotel? Should I rent a room? April Fools! That was an hour ago, wow! And then he sends a picture of himself. It's me, yes or no, tomorrow or Thursday. Okay, BLX. I'll come back when I'm 18! Well, this is the story of my Scottish friends will never believe. Don't tell. I just want proper evidence that it's ye, and I won't. I gave it to you. If you don't want to meet, then text me when you do. Bye. You sound like a dodger, though. Bye.
I'm trying to stroke him, James Franco. He saw what she looked like. He's James Franco.
1 second. I will meet you if you write my name on a piece of paper. Then send it to me with your face also in the picture, please. And then he does. And then it's James Franco.
He really does.
Spectacular fucking Scottish
Damn.
Accent, by the way.
Unreal. Just I've talked to so many Scottish girls and they all sound just like that. Just stuffing their faces with haggis.
James Franco, would you like some haggis? It's a traditional meal of intestines boiled in... boiling the own stomach. Oh wow, she's fucking fine as fuck though.
That's her.
I mean, he
Not
knew
that
she
it's
was
right.
17.
She's 17.
So yeah, it's
yes.
Fucked up. I realized that he knew. Yeah, we're super fucked up.
Yeah, that was from 2014.
This is what she looked like when she was probably about 17.
Yeah, exactly. Like a 17-year-old. Like you could tell
girl.
That picture was her profile picture where she's all made up and it's through a filter and far away. But like you could tell that she's 17 if you
Isn't
look
it insane?
This one
it,
I think
it,
is
like,
more
we are not that far removed from girls like 3-4 years younger than her being totally
Thank God. I mean
being
no,
totally open. Like you can absolutely
You're making me
this,
hungry,
this
right?
This whole
Shut
thing
up,
of underage girls is like a relatively new concept. is crazy that it took
No, it's
that
not. Jerry Lee Lewis, all those songs are about 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, and it was accepted. That's what I'm saying. Like,
Jerry Lee Lewis married his 14-year-old cousin, and his fucking, his her dad was the bass player in the band.
You could just take child brides in America, well, not fucking, that long ago.
You can do it anywhere else now.
What's the Chuck Berry song?
Sweet
Chuck
Little 16?
Oh, High School Confidential? Chuck Berry is the original G.
Chuck
man.
Berry filming the people lawyer? In your bathroom.
The lawyer? Yeah, yeah, that's gangster oh shit.
Chuck Berry transporting a white woman across state lines?
He's time fucking, for that. What's his name? Rick James. Kidnapping that chick, trying to steal from him, and burning him in a hot crack for 4 days. 4 days.
Genius. Did you ever hear the fucking? I'll pull it up. Did you ever hear the interview where he's like, "Were you high, Mister?" He's like, "I was high on God."
High on God. Questioning.
Oh man. Oh, that's
all. That shit was not that long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, this was from 2014, so it wasn't that long ago either. Nary a spark. He's in a fucking good, I'm not even going to comment on fucking what you're showing me.
Yeeks!
That's the, James keeps showing pictures of this girl.
One time I was working at the Avon Duct Tape Festival, doing this marketing thing, and I had to, take people's names and ages and get demographic information.
Size.
So there's a register to win kind of thing, and this girl comes up and I look at her and I was like, this girl is
you looking like a snack, boo.
Straight jailbait. This was a couple years ago. I'm looking at this girl going, she's probably 16. Don't flirt with this girl. Don't flirt with this
sweet
girl.
Little 16.
And I look at this girl's paper and she is 13 years old.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, I felt real dirty.
Where the fuck were her parents at?
As you should have.
That takes a lot of work.
She looked like she was 16. Seven,
she had on makeup and shit then and was dressed inappropriately for a 13-year-old girl.
Super inappropriately dressed.
See, that's all their fuck. That's fucking some bad parenting.
Where this girl's wearing a push-up bra and high heels and super tight jeans.
That's out of fucking... That's bad news, babe. She's supposed to be wearing fucking fucking, what's that one shit? Fucking gem shirts or whatever the fuck kids like. I don't know. What's that one shit? Fucking, what's the one?
Garambles?
What's the, band before they made them, shake their butts and they were drawn? Josie and the Pussycats. That's what they're supposed to be into.
Pokemon. That's just wrong. Pokemon 13.
13-year-old girl should get is Josie and the Pussycats.
I think in my middle school, and I grew up in, a fairy tale city, but, in my grade school, my Catholic school, I think one person lost their virginity before we got out in my grade. Only one.
In grade school?
Mm-hmm.
That's, 7th, 8th grade?
Yeah.
Oh, I had middle school. I went to a middle school. People were having sex in middle school.
Not in my school, that's what I'm saying. One person.
I mean, I
didn't lose it.
I don't think anybody
one person
lost
people were getting blowjobs in fucking middle school.
You don't think
anybody was
fucking.
A couple people got and gave those out, and made the
sex,
rounds.
But yeah,
you gotta wait till, the summer 8th grade to start lettered. Fucking.
Absolutely. Which is a shame. That really is. You know, the whole fucking, Me Too thing or whatever, it probably needed to happen because boys are conditioned at such a fucking young age to view women as objects, kind of. Well, you know what I mean? And that's it's fucked up. So yeah, I don't know. That's
but
all.
You need the changes to be made. So
I can't believe
it's kind of generation by generation. I mean, our parents were the first group of kids that
dude,
you know, it wasn't. Well, no, we're the first group of kids where it's not okay to hit kids.
Yeah.
Back then, you could absolutely hit kids. Absolutely. They're the first generation where it's not okay to be racist.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
It's not, but it's.
My dad's from a very different place.
Societally, the general.
Disagree, Brian. My dad's from rural Alabama.
He's my parents are too old for that, too. You're right.
It's my parents. It's fucking,
that's when it was my kicking off. Are. Our parents were my dad was 16 and Martin Luther King was walking through his town. My dad was
16?
Yeah.
Damn.
My dad was 22. No, my dad was 68. In 1968, when the world was falling apart last time, my dad was old enough to drive a car and have responsibilities and be here in Ohio. I've left.
So Generation X is probably the first where societally it was not.
That's
okay.
Where my parents.
Not even
whether or not it exists in large quantities is not what I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying.
But my parents are 60, so in the 60s it still was real shitty. So
Oh yeah.
My parents
very much so.
Yep.
But if you think about it, slavery, or not slavery, was abolished in 1868, right? Mm-hmm. Fucking the then immediately after that, they wrote into effect Jim Crow laws, which were abolished in 1964.
Yeah,
and then that. You think that from 1964 to 1974, shit really got any better for most of those people? It probably didn't. Like,
no.
People, and there was, like, babies being born and shit like that, and those were the people that are, like, now it's not okay to be racist. So, like, maybe, like, the 70s and 80s, which is right in the prime cusp of our generation, which envelops a lot of different fucking, like, times and shit that's going on, like, technology advancements and fucking, mm-hmm. We're cusp millennial, but it's like, I know niggas that are fucking definitely Generation X or Generation whatever the fuck, and it's a weird time to be alive right now because the world's getting smaller and nobody even fucking likes each other.
Yeah, and, that's true.
Fuck yeah, dude. We can all remember a time where, like, phones were a totally different thing.
I swear to God, I sent the first text in my friend group, and my dude was like, what the fuck? He called me, he's like, what the fuck was that? I was like, I don't know, I think it's called, like, a text message. It's pretty lit. We don't have to talk on the phone.
He's like, that's dumb. Anti-text.
Like, we were within the last couple years of actually remembering people's phone numbers. You had to have a couple memorized. I remember kids. Like, I remember when having a home computer was, like, a crazy thing people started doing.
I was just saying that the other day. Color TVs
back in, like, the 60s.
Yeah. I just said that the other day. I got a free desktop computer. I was like, remember when that used to cost $700? Yeah. Holy shit.
Anyways, you know, like, minorities and women have had it bad in this country for a long time. Teacher. By the way, Brian, James Franco, would you like to eat my Jenny?
I'm James Franco.
James Franco, I got a cooch the size of the population of Glasgow. And it smells like pice just as well.
Can I call my friends? Dan What's-His-Jeans and Billy Corgan?
James Franco. Oh, man.
So, is everybody that did bad stuff? We're just gonna.
When are you gonna?
There's some people. Me?
When are you gonna admit it, bro?
I mean, one time, my penis was out of my pants
at
a crowded playground filled with children.
I
did not get caught.
cool. You're good then. You're good.
The true story. Like, I was working for the city. Like, I used to do parks maintenance.
Hell yeah.
So I'm sitting there on this rock picking weeds right outside of the fucking crowded children's playground.
And that hog was like, set me free.
And I did not realize that, like, the ass and crotch area had ripped real big.
Oh my God.
My boxers parted to the side and dick and balls are out. I have no
idea. From the posterior.
I'm sitting on the rock and my knees are kind of high, so it's like this is just open down. Like,
God.
Like Lenny Kravitz. And it's out.
Like Lenny Kravitz? The Lenny Kravitz crouch, dude.
Like Lenny Kravitz.
You admitted that.
Yes, I remember that.
Why you admitted that shit?
I've never seen that.
Lenny Kravitz
fucking, like, was doing rock and roll moves and, like, crouched down. Like,
he took his leather pants and his 50-year-old fucking dick flopped out.
He had, like, a fucking cock ring on.
And we go back to dick.
He had a cock ring on.
Celebrity dick.
If you're wearing leather pants, I get it. You got a fucking...
You said that when I said it last time.
That's true.
It sounds like you ever worn leather pants before. It sounds like you have a cock ring pants before. This nigga's got a cock ring and a pair of pants that he wears with it. Like, I bet you money.
Not built in. He had, like, a bedazzled one, though. Because he's Lenny Kravitz. I'd have a bedazzled fucking cock ring, too. Lenny Kravitz penis.
I'd have a roadie bring it out on a pillow before every show.
Oh, boy.
Bring me my finest cock ring. Fetch me my cock ring, boy.
Fetch me my cock ring. That's my Scottish accent. That's good.
James Franco, would you like to fetch me a cock ring? I had to pry it from the cold dead hands of Robert LaBruce himself.
Amazing.
I love it. He's the man of a thousand voices, ladies and gentlemen.
I am. I'm the man of. Why is it's all anyway. Fucking censored? Wait, it's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
Since we're admitting stuff,
I my dick was exposed and I got away with it.
Wow.
Good for you. I mean, and since we're in the vein of honesty, I just want to say one time when I was a youth then, I had consensual sex with Courtney Love, and I regret it.
Courtney.
But at the time, I was married to Haley Duff, and I apologize to
Haley. Did you at least sue for the doctor's bills?
No, man. I just kept whatever she gave me.
Class act, man. I like that about you.
I wanted to learn from my mistake, Brian, you know?
So, class act.
I let Courtney Love burn me, and I'm not sorry.
I can't find one. They're all blurred out. But, like, I can't find the fucking goddamn Joe Barton, Republican
congressman. Oh, there it is.
Joe Barton. Where?
There they are! There it is! There they are!
Was it?
And produce.
Oh my God! That's when he grabs his dick with a cock ring on it.
American woman, give me my cock ring.
You're fucking. I mean, look. Don't get me wrong. I fucking. He's like 54 or something like that.
Nick Down in Hilarity has a picture up on the wall in the martini bar with Lenny Kravitz.
That's awesome. Did he have a cock ring on in that picture?
I'm sure he did.
Nice.
That's kind of got to hurt your circulation, I would imagine.
They say it's bad for you.
I'm sure it is.
What about gas station dick pills?
Those are good for you.
Those are good for you. Mm-hmm. Good. Good to know.
Oh,
the grow pills or the energy pills?
One time
the rhino ones? I always see those.
In college.
You snort them.
You snort?
Yeah,
snort. You just snort dick pills?
Dude, you want to have a good night or no?
Snorted no does before.
I'll get you going.
Does not work like that. Just burned a whole bunch.
Caffeine?
Oh, yeah, that's
you can't just, like, snorting caffeine did not work. There's a lot of fillers and stuff. It was not good.
You know what does work? Putting coffee in, like, a burn.
What?
Put coffee in, like, chaw. It'll stay up as long as you fucking want.
Oh,
I didn't know.
And it, after a while, doesn't taste bad. It tastes amazing.
My one buddy used to go to Circle K in college and steal those Stoke creamers.
Oh, yeah.
You know those creamers that have the same amount of caffeine as a whole cup of coffee? He'd just take handfuls of them and just take shots of those things.
I took one of those gas station like sex pills one time in college.
In the hospital.
Well, close. Like, I was this gal I was seeing at the time.
Young lady.
We
consensual or?
Oh, of course. Look at me. Of course.
Thank God.
So I had a roommate, right? And it was a small 2-bedroom apartment. So we went into the kitchen to fuck because we thought it would be fun. And I had taken one before, and, like, we were drunk and shit. And, I'm hitting her from behind.
Smashing them geeks.
And I threw up. mid-stroke, classic. I had to stop. And I, threw up into a fucking trash can. Because they were like that, and I was wrecked. I was like, I could still do this or whatever. And so
she was like, get that off.
And I was like, I need to, can't. Like, my heart's beating out of my chest. Like, you might have to take me to the hospital.
One time I threw up pretty much during sex. But it wasn't because of alcohol or pills. It was because of meatloaf.
Ooh, well, that's a way lamer story.
I ordered meatloaf on a date.
Why did you? Why?
Why would you go
that's
on
a fucking
date?
Yeah. That's
somewhere
a
where
terrible
you get meatloaf,
move.
Yeah.
You know what? I heard
like
the meatloaf
Boston
was good. I mean, I got nothing for you. Yeah. Honestly, it didn't even cross my mind. Like, everything was blinded by, people were raving about this meatloaf. I was like, I really fucking love meatloaf. So I ordered the meatloaf, and it was crazy. And I threw up a whole bunch at this girl's place. And spent the night there and just had to keep running downstairs to the bathroom.
Did she take care of you?
Diarrhea shit. No.
Oh,
not
man.
At all.
You stayed
she
there?
She fell asleep. I couldn't drive. I was 40 minutes away from home.
Oh,
you were tight,
no.
Huh?
That's
you were,
so
oh,
bad.
No.
Yeah, man.
That is horrible.
You kept taking diarrhea shits over and over, going back
took
up there.
Took about seven of them.
I got one time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's mortifying.
We were on the bed, and she was just in her underwear, no bra on. And we're going at it.
Yeah,
I'm unwrapping
condom. What's
and
a
condom? Out loud, I go, oh my God, it's game time. And I run over. I swear to God, because I told her that I'm kind of feeling a little uneasy in my stomach. And she's drinking wine and having a great time.
It's fine,
she's
Ryan,
like,
it's
we are
fine.
Not stopping. And then I was like,
fine.
We are stopping. And I went, and I was, we were at our uncle's place.
Oh no!
In his bedroom.
Oh no!
And I went and I threw up so fucking hard for so fucking long.
Oh my god!
In her bed, like, and then I come out and this girl is watching Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah.
With her tits out, still sitting there on the bed with her tits out and like a glass of wine, watching Paul.
What's a keeper?
Oh no!
And so, like, I laid on the bed and was like feeling real sick, and she drank until she went to sleep, and then like I got up, I threw up a little bit more, and then I just kept having to make trips to
squirt
piss out of my ass. Yeah.
Well,
I might have went to gas. That night, right? I might have left.
Wait a minute.
Dude, we were out in like it was a nice housing development, but like out in the sticks.
Yeah. You ate the meatloaf, we were out
in the sticks. Fucking right, I ate that meatloaf.
And but that couldn't have gave you the squirts if you ate it that night.
That's what people have told me before.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I.
What'd you have before that? Let's retrace your food steps.
No, that's fucking true, dude. That's fucking
true. It takes so long for it
I've
to get
eaten
into
things
you.
And fucking gotten diarrhea immediately after.
It was something you ate before that. Then you got to eat it. You have to digest it. And it has to get in your bloodstream.
You can tell when you're shitting out fucking whole like hot peppers.
Was
and
it
stuff,
Taco Bell?
Like, listen, everybody's stomach is different, buddy. I'm telling you.
I remember thinking, like, I haven't eaten anything crazy in the past couple of days. Like, yeah. I remember...
He tried to warn me,
I couldn't
man.
Tell you what I ate, but...
He tried to warn
you. Dude, I'm gluten-free because of a different mortifying asshole experience.
No, I mean,
on a date with this girl who I... With my dream...
I meant him.
You hold him farts?
I would do anything for love, but not eat me.
Oh.
He tried to warn you.
That's that.
Exactly. That's that.
Brian, you have a lot of, like, if you go on a hot date with, like, some young girl, do you feel like you're holding back farts? Because I have that problem. Like,
dude, I used to buy Gas X and take it before dance.
Nuh-uh, for real?
Yep.
That's dedication.
If you are ever feeling, like, unsure, I used to carry Imodium in my pocket at all times.
Sometimes you get a little gassy when you're
and
around
then
the
I went gluten-free, and now I shit like a normal person. It's amazing.
Did I ever have to fart in front of a date?
Yeah, when you're around, like, a new girl. You get a little gassy sometimes.
I fucking go... smoke a cigarette or something like that, or I just don't care because, like, what? I'm not gonna fart in front of her, but like I'll excuse myself or something like
excuse
that.
Excuse me while I go best gas.
No, go fucking to, like,
yeah, it takes a while for me to fart in front of a girl.
Like, also, I don't give a shit. Like, who cares? It's like fucking a bodily function, you know? Like,
classy.
That's what it like, always bothers me when people like don't like poop jokes and say that kind of shit is immature.
Simple.
Yeah,
you're immature for thinking we should act like something that every single living being that consumes shit does.
Kim Jong-un, you don't talk about your poops?
Yeah. I'm fucking immature because I acknowledge that we all do it and you want to pretend girls don't poop.
The Supreme Leader doesn't poop. Let's not be ridiculous.
He's got a 48 handicap.
Right? His body turns the poo into energy, all of it.
What could be like South Park where it puts food up his ass and then shits it out through his mouth.
I've been playing those South Park games.
Yeah, you said that. Are they good?
Stick of Truth, dude. I just finished Stick of Truth. It's a very short game. But it's like if you buy the Fractured But Whole game, you get the other one free.
Stick of Truth?
You get Stick of Truth for free. So I started Stick of Truth because it was the first. And like I just moved on to Fractured But Whole.
Fractured However Whole.
Fractured But Whole.
Fractured But Whole.
South Park is another. South Park and The Simpsons and Family Guy.
Cancel
and all that shit. Yeah, get the fuck out.
I'm sorry, what?
Cancel.
Yeah, it's too long. You Simpsons just basically don't have enough ideas. The greatest show of all time.
It's over.
Okay. Okay.
It's finished.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, dude.
No. Simpsons, you can say that about.
Cancel.
Family Guy, you can say that about.
Cancel.
American Dad, you can say that about.
Cancel it.
Already you cannot canceled. Say that about South Park. Have
cancel
you watched
South
these
Park.
Past couple seasons? They've been incredible.
Just because you write it in a week doesn't mean it's always good. Trust me, we're pizza money.
Dude,
yeah.
these past couple seasons have been amazing.
I can't.
I do not remember. A real
I really
drop
like
off
PC
South
Principal.
Park.
I must say that I've been watching
PC,
like ever since PC Principal. I've been
that's
watching.
The past couple seasons. They started doing arcs. Like they run with ideas for full seasons now.
That's true.
They have nailed. Like their social commentary is unreal.
Yeah, they keep
the
it
way
the
that they have attacked PC culture is unbelievable. It is top notch intelligent
very
satire. Done with shit jokes and it's
but
awesome.
Cancel it.
Why?
Put it on YouTube. Put somewhere fucking else
who
where they can.
Who
why? Everyone. If everyone wanted that so bad, it would be on HBO already. Like Why isn't South Park... They don't even get to use their full potential. Like, it's edited for fucking TV.
Did you ever see that documentary?
No, they do whatever they want, and then they just quickly bleep out the swear words, pretty much. I mean, like, they get away with
it. If it's that good, it should be art.
They've been on Comedy Central for, like, over 20 years. They let them do what they want to do.
It should be art at this point, then, or else it's just a show.
A show is fucking art.
Well, then it shouldn't be edited. Is my argument. Okay. It should be on Netflix.
Hey.
Is this the hill you're going to die on?
I don't watch it, so.
Are you soft as a sock?
Nope.
Are you hard as a rock?
Yep. Ever been to Drive Time?
Nope.
What would you say are the funniest rap songs?
E-40. Everybody's
you think that's the funniest rap song?
That's the best rap song of all time.
That Mickey Avalon song, My Dick?
That's not a rap song.
That's a rap song.
I don't know what you're referring to.
My dick.
Terrible. Bigger than a fridge. Yo dick look like a little kid's. That shit is hilarious.
That is. I will say that's very funny.
I got two as well. What's your other one?
Fuck Your Couch by Bailey or Champ Bailey. The funniest lyrics I've ever
Champ
heard.
Champ Bailey the corner
belt? No. It's some other guy.
What?
Yeah. It's called Fuck Your Couch and they sampled Dave Chappelle. And, like, the lyrics are just about being a dick. It is amazing.
Maybe we'll play it out. We got to talk for a football for, like, 30 seconds.
Cut Hugh Jackson's motherfucking face when you see him. Cut his face. Take his life.
You can't fire Hugh Jackson.
I said cut his face.
His eyebrows are already fucked up.
Put the fear of God into him. Cut him. Stab him a little bit. And then let him know what'll happen if he fucks up.
Although, as I stated before the podcast, it's really going to fuck us up if they fire him immediately following the game Sunday because the Pizza Money Show counts on him still being employed
I don't know, man.
I'm sure the bit will
He's going to make it through the week. The
he has to make early. It through next year. You have to give him 3 years. You have to.
You think so?
You have to.
He's won a game.
It doesn't matter. You need to... show some continuity. You need to show that the front office, shouting from the mountaintops that they were going to be patient with this regime, that they knew it was going to take time, it was going to be a slow rebuild through the draft. Two seasons is not enough. Who's going to take this job? Why would anybody want the Cleveland Browns head coaching?
How can you not win a game? I know girls that drafted an entire fantasy football team. That
Mary auto drafted her fucking team and she's going to win the fucking league.
So Yahoo experts drafted Mary's team.
Okay.
Listen.
It's not that hard.
I know a girl that picks her own team for the past 2 years. She has more wins than Hugh fucking Jackson right now.
Why would women not know? I mean, the average woman is not going to know that much about football.
I'm just saying as an example.
Whoa. Way to gender, Brian Kenny.
It'd be unaverage. It would be unaverage for a woman to know enough about football to have a sick fantasy team. But not too difficult for one to have one that would win one game in two seasons.
Exactly.
I mean, absolutely, he should have won games. I'm not saying, keep Hugh Jackson on his merits. I think that the situation has been very bad.
Yes.
And I don't think that anybody, I mean, I'm talking about his situation.
The product is shit.
You just put Josh Gordon out there, but you still, the wide receivers you've been putting out there are terrible. Isaiah Crowell has stopped hitting holes. He is not a downhill runner anymore.
Because he's trying to save himself. Because there is no outcome.
Nobody's gonna pay him. Nobody's gonna pay this. At least he can still.
He lost
a lot of money this year.
When he's done, it's over for him. He's trying to get another year out of this. So he's not trying to kill himself. He needs another year.
No, this is a contract year. He needed to ball out. This is the time right here. That second contract.
What would his contract have been when they fucking blew his ass out and broken ACLs and shit?
Joe Thomas not being in has hurt.
It's hurt, plus the rest of the offensive line has underachieved.
Yeah.
Remember they gave away the fucking Joe Hayden?
Hayden sucked. Joe Hayden, when they said he was the third best corner on our team, he was the third best corner on our team. That's true.
That is kind of true.
That was true.
McCourty's been fucking, is going to the Pro Bowl.
Probably. McCourty, and then, I mean...
Taylor's
pretty good. He was better than Hayden was never elite. Everybody wanted to give him elite status. He was one stop-and-go route. For a touchdown at the wrong time in the game away from being elite. But he did it so often.
Yeah,
that same situation.
It happened.
Stop and go.
I liked
now,
it.
Right.
He
I
made
really
his money
it.
On other former SEC players.
Mm-hmm.
Any Julio Jones and AJ Green are two former SEC players And I don't know what it was. Maybe that Florida mentality just like switched in when he faced those dudes. And he shut them down. Like the AJ Green Joe Hayden matchups over the years were absolutely easily incredible. Joe Hayden victories.
Antonio Brown though fucking smoked
lit him up time after time after time.
Yep.
But he, to be fair to Joe Hayden, Antonio Brown lights everybody up.
But still, if you're going to be an elite corner, yeah, I mean, no, I be an elite you gotta get some W's on the division rivalry.
By the way, that game on Monday night, the Bengals and the Steelers, like, makes me feel guilty for watching football.
Fucking the product is shit. Me and Paramore,
we were talking about, like, he said that somebody told him that they thought the NFL would be totally dead and gone in 10 years.
That'd be
no
great.
Way it's 10 years, but...
It's trending that
it's
way.
It's great. Yeah. I think that they're going to figure amazing. Possibly something else out. Either they're going to sign some sort of
soccer.
Exoskeleton.
Soccer.
I love how we were having that conversation when we were watching the Brown, or it was like a Monday night game recently.
The Woodpecker technology?
Yeah. And like immediately. Like
see, maybe he was too far
later.
Gone. Maybe if you start,
got a concussion.
Start it like right as soon as kids are playing contact sports as a shot. Like what the idea behind it is they looked at what happened, what woodpeckers do to not get a bunch of concussions. They're banging their fucking heads all day long.
Yeah.
So they looked at what they do, and what they do is they press their tongue on their jugular vein, like backwards into their jugular vein, and it kind of stops the flow of the fluids, and it creates a barrier within the brain that softens it for blood.
A little jelly?
So the idea was like this collar that would kind of cut off your jugular vein a little bit, and it would go... And it, I mean, it makes sense.
So,
Lord knows what the other factors are, but like...
Now the players are going to put these fucking pads on and be jacking off because they're getting a little choke out going.
What?
This sounds like they're trying to get like an erotic asphyxiation choke out collar.
They should. I hope that's what the NFL turns into.
Yeah, I hope Michael Hutchinson Ghost fucking runs the NFL.
That sounds pretty interesting though. I'd be curious to fucking look that up.
David Carradine.
I'm telling you, my argument is
of the new NFL.
Take off the fucking pads. Lose the pads, lose the helmets. Just give them. They could have sick jerseys. They would sell more jerseys. They'd be a two-piece sick jersey, like a track suit you could play football in. They'd be lit. They could still wear the gloves. You could see their faces, and they wouldn't fucking kill themselves because they don't have pads on.
But how are they going to tackle?
Have you ever seen rugby?
I think teaching them at a young age. I think teaching them safety at a young age.
Same thing.
Is
soccer
just as important? I think. Teaching them how to do rugby style hits and not put your body on the line because of your pads and proper tackling form.
Yep.
But rugby.
I think you got to teach them at a young age because these kids that are playing now, they still do. They still were kids from the era of getting your bell rung.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rugby is like played in the scrum, though. You know what I mean? Rugby isn't running full speed down.
There's running in rugby.
You're seeing like that Jonah Lomu. Like some of those rugby dudes
are incredible.
Are world class monsters. Like if born in the United States, they most likely would have been all pro.
The one guy tried to make the 49ers a couple years ago. He did.
It's different.
And then he got cut.
It's different.
I heard certain teams worked out the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Hafþór Bjornsson. He's that dude. Like, I mean, you know what he looks like, right?
Yeah.
He just turned 29 years old.
Oh, really?
Dangerous.
He just turned 29. He's played second in World's Strongest Man a couple times in a row.
He looks so old.
Remember,
he does.
Kickalicious?
No.
Kickalicious, he had like a...
Oh, yeah, I do.
Kicker thing, and the Browns tried him out.
Didn't he go to Detroit for a minute?
For a minute, I think he did. All right, we got to wrap this up.
The kicker situation in the NFL has been weird this year. It's been a strange NFL season.
I don't understand why people don't draft kickers higher. Because
you don't know how good they're going to be.
Justin Tucker accounts for half of Baltimore's points. Justin Tucker, Baltimore's a playoff team because of their kicker.
Apparently it's rare. I mean, there's only a couple kickers.
Sebastian Janikowski was drafted in the first round.
Which is ludicrous.
Yes, it was. He's still their kicker.
Who's the number one kicker right now?
Securing that kicker wasn't that important.
No, I know.
Now, they were fucking Davis up every draft, so at least you got
Ryan
a player.
Fucking, before we go, can we just talk fantasy teams?
But I want to know, real quick, the drop-off from like college to NFL, like what is it other than pressure? Like you do the exact same thing.
I don't. That's
Speed.
A good point.
You
I
do
I
the
really
exact
have
same
no idea.
When they get out of
because
college,
everybody they're bullied.
They can take drugs.
They're probably bullied more in the NFL than they are in college, and a bunch of them are fragile soccer players. So, like,
you
honestly,
think that's it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a tough guy sport.
Yeah, I mean the kickers and the punters, fucking unless they're like a fucking strong men, I would imagine they get fucking bullied all the time.
That's how you get bullied. Maybe you just don't get included.
Where you guys ranked at in your leagues right now? I'm number one.
Oh, I need
you, motherfucker. Who do you got?
I need you have to beat Bill. You have to beat Bill this week.
I'll try.
Beat fucking Bill. I gotta beat Polk, and then Becky has to lose, and then I'm in the fucking playoffs.
I just picked up James Winston. I got Leonard Fournette, Alfred Morris, Golden Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, Julius Thomas, Tyreek Hill, the Chargers, and Ryan Succop. My
How on earth is that a first place team?
I'm a god amongst men. I just got James Winston. I had Prescott and
James Winston has.
But it's still like, who's killing it for you this
who's
year?
Killing it for me? Tyreek Hill's been pretty good. Leonard Fournette's been on fire.
I mean, like, yeah, that's.
And a I also good have one. Zeke on the bench.
Oh, so that carried you for a little bit.
Zeke and Zach Ertz, he's hurt right now. Zach's been.
Oh yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's incredible. A solid team there.
Solid team.
I my fucking. At the beginning of the year, who my boy, my ride or die, and he is letting
me well, the whole down. Team is fucking
yeah, for down. Real. Like Andy Reid's not giving him the ball.
Andy Reid's a racist.
Smith is Alex Smith, which is why they drafted a quarterback in the first fucking round. Oh, so what are you gonna do? Fucking, I'll tell you what, my genius move. I'm still not gonna make the playoffs. Like three people have to lose. But Aaron Rodgers went down, and I picked up fucking Jared Goff off waivers.
Nice.
That was like the fucking best.
I was pissed that I couldn't get him, and I had to get James Winston.
And I picked up Njoku this week because for Gronk, his fucking suspension.
Oh,
which
yeah.
It was
Delaney
like between
Walker's killing one right game, now. My boy.
Njoku, it was between Njoku and the dude from the Jaguars, Mercedes Lewis. And he's had 9 catches through the last 6 games. I looked it up. I was like, well, Njoku's had 2 solid games back-to-back. So we'll see.
Kaiser showed some promise in his last
game. Some, and then he fucking drops back. But, like,
you've got to know when you roll out like that. At the end of the game,
you can't see those dudes behind you like that. Someone's got to tell you.
And the Browns are close. But, like, the other thing is with your quarterback, when he throws that many interceptions and that few touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's overwhelming. And how many of those were fucking red zone interceptions?
Very, all
like, Hugh Jackson has, like, the time management shittiness, yes.
Terrible.
But, like, honestly, I don't think it's nearly as dire, and I think everybody's just really, really sick of losing, and it's
if
really...
If you don't win, it's bad.
Hugh Jackson also called a fucking read option on 3rd and 11 from San Diego's fucking 43-yard line, so fuck Hugh Jackson. We gotta go. I gotta fucking go to this place. Fuck the Browns. I love the Browns.
Hello,
like, you're killing me. You're fucking killing me. And the whole fucking Browns media, my fucking war on the fucking Browns media industrial complex fucking continues. I'm gonna fucking murder you.
At these devils.
That's not true. I will just...
I am Brian Kenny aggressively. On social media.
At I am Brian Kenny. At these devils. At Jabril Brass. Jabril Brass.
Jabril Preppers.
Jabril Preppers.
I'm changing my Twitter.
At Party All the Rhyme.
Go
at Bill Squire.
Poop and pee.
Poop and pee. Bye.